Raven, we should go,
Glenn said, interrupting them. She didn't want to go. Not with Glenn and not to her hotel room that was just another version of a temporary gilded cage. She pulled back and looked into Colin's eyes, and the regret she saw shimmering in the depths pulled at something inside her that still belonged to him. Yes, he'd broken her heart all those years ago, but in this moment, he felt like the lifeline she desperately needed in a world filled with chaos. After spending so many years under Joyce's authoritative thumb, and her entire life and choices being dictated by her mother's controlling, ambitious nature, she needed an escape, a respite from everything currently closing in on her. She needed calm and peace, and Colin Donovan had always been that harbor for her. She knew her decision was an impulsive one, but she was feeling defiant enough to act on her reckless request, because if she didn't, she'd look back on this moment with a whole lot of regrets. Swallowing hard, she met his gaze, imploring him with her eyes. "Colin, I need you to take me away from here. Please," she said in a voice that was low and remained between the two of them so her security detail couldn't hear her plea. His dark brows furrowed into a confused frown, one that would have made her laugh under different circumstances.
"Take you away?" he repeated, completely perplexed by what she was asking.
She bit her bottom lip, knowing how insane she probably seemed, begging Colin to pretty much whisk her away from this superficial life she felt as though she was just existing in. But now that she had acted on the idea, she was all in.
"Take me away from all this, from my crazy life."
The corner of his mouth quirked with an amused smile.
"Where do you want me to take you?"
"Take me somewhere, anywhere."
Her hands lightly clutched the lapels of his tuxedo jacket.
"I really don't care where."
And she meant it.
"Are you okay?"
he murmured, his suddenly concerned gaze going to her bodyguards before returning to her.
"Are you in some kind of trouble and need help?"
She shook her head, causing her long hair to swish and slide along her back.
"No, I just need to get away for a little while, and I trust you. Please."
He searched her face, as if seeking more definitive answers. He must have seen something that reassured him, because his own worried expression eased right before he answered her.
"Okay,"
he agreed, and clasped her hand in his. Raven turned back toward Glenn, who was watching the two of them intently. She straightened her shoulders and lifted her chin as she approached her personal bodyguard.
"I'm leaving with Colin," she told him.
Glenn's expression turned steely.
"No, you're not."
She understood he was just doing his job, but she was his boss, and Raven wasn't backing down.
"Yes, I am."
The other man's jaw clenched as he glared from her to Colin and back again.
"Where is he taking you?"
he demanded.
"It doesn't matter."
At this point, she didn't want anyone to know where she was until she was ready to be found.
"Jesus Christ, Raven,"
Glenn said in a low, harsh tone of voice.
"You can't just leave with someone I don't know personally and haven't had the chance to do a security check on."
"I know him extremely well. This is Colin Donovan,"
she said, even knowing that piece of information would be relayed to her mother, who would then promptly flip out when she discovered who her daughter was with.
"We grew up together, right next door to one another, and his sister was my best friend."
Glenn scrubbed a hand along his jaw and shook his head.
"What the hell am I going to tell your mother?"
"That I'm on a much-needed and overdue vacation," she said pointedly,
because Glenn was well aware of how Joyce constantly pushed her and that she hadn't had any kind of real reprieve in years.
"That I need time away from everyone and everything to think and make some decisions."